Of Mike Crispy Unafraid. President Trump takes to the Bronx today. We're going to break down the historic rally that is shaping up. Tens of thousands of people. Additionally, what is going on with the RNC right now? Nikki Haley saying she'll support Donald Trump. Why is she saying that now? What are her supporters secretly doing? We're going to get into that. Updates from the Trump courthouse. We have a special guest joining us, and the financial markets in flux right now. How do you protect yourself? I want to welcome everybody into this very special Thursday edition of the show today, and I need you to get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That's a thumbs up on the browser. That's a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be tuned. Let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Thursday, May 23rd, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. He's got the New York Bronx Bomber Yankee attire on right now because he's ready for President Trump to hit a home run today in the Bronx. Producer Frankie,
let's
how you doing, Frankie?
Go. I'm great, Mike. What a great day to be alive, huh? Trump in the Bronx.
Oh, it's a great day.
Let's go.
It's a great day to be alive. Trump is in the Bronx. It's absolutely beautiful. And we got a great show for you guys today. Great show for you guys. And I just want to tell you guys right now, obviously, with the situation unfolding in the Bronx, the backdrop of the state of affairs in which the country is in right now. As the Democrat Party continues to double down on their utterly racist rhetoric, I was watching The View yesterday, so you didn't have to. It was Charlemagne the God, okay, talking to The View women, saying, you owe it in your platform as a prominent black American to endorse Biden. Why don't you endorse Biden? Why don't you endorse Biden? Why don't you endorse Biden? Literally what these psychopaths are saying in real time. Why don't you endorse Biden? And Charlemagne said, well, you know, I'm not comfortable with Biden. I'm not comfortable with Trump. But Trump's an insurrectionist. He has to say that to keep his job. But I'm not really comfortable endorsing Biden either. Both candidates are bad. You know what, at this point, if they want to play for the TV contract and say that garbage, that's fine. They can say it. They can say it because these are basically puppets who have been put on the strings and they're right about to break off the strings, but they can't quite do it yet because they rely on the paycheck. But as the storylines become more and more evident of the future in which we'll all be living under in this regime, especially how it will hurt the rank and file voters, President Trump taking to the Bronx today is historic and it paints the starkest contrast possible between a future under Biden for the urban areas and for President Trump. And guys, if you live out there in the suburbs or the rural areas, don't tell me that these things don't matter. These things matter. One, resources then have to be reallocated from swing state suburbs into major cities if Trump makes inroads. That's huge, okay? That is the game. And then two, if major cities and swing states tilt 5 to 10 points into the other direction, even 3 or 4 points into the other direction, that is a victory for the entire state. Think Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Think Detroit, Michigan. Think Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So these things matter. And you know what illegals, do you know what the black voters hate the most and the inner city voters hate the most? They hate the influx of illegals who are absolutely ravaging their communities by being resettled where they live. It's a massive insult. This is the latest on the absolute fraud. Frankie Rollis.
And then take a look at this. We met up with a local resident out here, Corey Gautreau. He's former U.S. military. He goes out and he collects all of these discarded passports and ID cards from these illegal immigrants from all around the world as they cross here in the Hakumba area. He's got an entire room full of them. You'll see passports, IDs from China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, many others. You'll notice many of them are burned or shredded or destroyed in some way as these illegal aliens try to destroy some of these documents as soon as they arrive here in the United States, trying to hide who they are
and where they've been. Wow, I wonder why they could be doing that, Frankie. I wonder if the good people of the Bronx at the Democrat Party literally says can't read or can't use computers. What did Kathy Hochul say? Oh, people in the Bronx have never. Think about the starkest contrast here. Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, Democrat, goes, people in the Bronx have never seen a computer before. And then President Trump goes, I'm going to show up in the Bronx and tell them that it's a scam that your taxpayer resources that are supposed to be used to clean up your community are now being refunneled to take care of these people who are throwing their ID cards and their passports away. Oh, because they're fleeing asylum and they're innocent, peaceful, nice, loving people. Are you kidding me? Who buys that scam? But I'm telling you guys, this is the plan. Well, President Trump is appealing to real voters in the urban areas in swing states. And yes, New York and New Jersey are now swing states. The Biden regime, again, is just doubling down on funneling taxpayer dollars to the border to have people come in who will inevitably get on the voter rolls and make this a mess, okay? They're doing it right now. And it's starting to be reported by some outlets that people at the border are starting to chatter about them wanting to rush in as fast as possible before the November election. It's not just so they can flee and seek their asylum and get into the country and get their benefits, but it's also so they can get on the voter rolls. There is a financial incentive for them to be here before November. Frankie, roll this.
We recently traveled to the southern border in Yuma, Arizona, where migrants have been crossing in limited numbers compared to other areas out west like San Diego. However, the migrants crossing there told us that they're coming right now under the wire of the November presidential election and that they fear that Donald Trump could be victorious in the end. While down there, we spoke with two brothers, Ricardo and Sebastian. They're from Colombia and they were traveling to New Jersey. What happened to them is that they crossed illegally into the United States, across the border into Yuma. Border Patrol took them into custody and released them with a future court date. They were dropped off at a local nonprofit organization that serves migrants and offers buses for them to get to Phoenix, where they were hoping to later catch a flight, and they did. But when we spoke with Ricardo and Sebastian.
They'll just catch a flight. How are they doing that? It's like, oh, Frankie, they're just going to catch a flight. So while urban families in the Bronx right now can't afford a freaking flight because they're too expensive, because the jet fuel costs have gone up, because Biden has depleted our energy sector, these people have nothing from nowhere. They don't even know where they are. They're discarding their IDs. Hey, Frankie, they're just going to get a bus and catch a flight
Mike.
To New Jersey. Sorry.
Mike, we had to, as citizens, we all had to go to the DMV, bring 30 different freaking documents to show that we live here, we're born here, so we can get on a flight now with our new enhanced ID system. What are they doing? It's
yeah, real ID. So while they hassle you, and again, I'm so glad that I can't that I commit not to cursing on this show. I really am, and you guys should really give me some credit out there. Rumble and share the stream and show me some love for not freaking cursing right now, because it's actually they report it plainly. And again, the New York Post, I mean, they do a good job in many respects. But it's like the absurdity of the words are not lost on me. How are they lost on this reporter? Just how outrageous it is. And how backwards the system is. In America right now, you have to have a real ID. They're rolling out this real ID. Basically, if you have an ID, you have to go back and get a new ID that has a little special star on it so you can fly. Otherwise, you can't fly. And then Tucker Carlson was talking about this yesterday. Now they have the face scanners at all of the TSA checkpoints. They literally just scan your face. Every time you go fly, they scan your face. And Tucker asked the guy, is that mandatory? And the guy's like, actually, it's not. And he's like, I'm not blanking doing that. And the guy's like, I agree with you. So you think the migrants, why are they doing so much face scanning of us and new ID this and new ID that? But the migrants just come in, hop on a flight, hop on a thing, some nonprofit, which is funded by tax dollars and grants, takes care of them, brings them to New York and New Jersey. Maybe they know that places like New York and New Jersey are going to flip red, so they need to import the voters, and they know the leaders of these states aren't going to do anything to stop it. It's possible. Guys, these things are disgusting. Now, you want to talk about the future under this regime of what it's going to look like? Here you go. Here's what's going to happen. You are going to have, in the future, your credit cards cap. You think the migrants have their little debit cards cap, Frankie? You know, these migrants with their debit card program, okay, where they're getting the $10,000 in New York debit cards. You see the theme of the show today, just like how outrageous it is for people who live in and around the Bronx and for everybody else. Okay, so they get these cards, these little credit prepaid debit cards. But if you're an American now, they are beta testing. Now, they call it a conspiracy, but it's very much real. They are beta testing a credit card in which you can opt in. Again, opt in now, mandatory for the future. Opt in to get your vaccines now. Mandatory, otherwise they'll shut your business down. Don't let your kid go to school in the future. Lose your job in the future. Get kicked out of the military in the future. Yeah, it's all optional now until it's not. Why would they even test this if it was just a conspiracy? Why would they even do it? Credit cards that are attached to carbon emission, basically tracking your spending. Okay, and we've talked about how the banks want to track your spending, especially when it comes to ammo and gun purchases and stuff like that. But now they want to track your spending based on a carbon emission standpoint, and you can opt into cutting yourself off from using the card should you go above the threshold in which you are damaging the planet. Can you imagine? And you know the best thing is, Frankie, just like all the blanking sheep who opted in to get the COVID vaccine, people will opt into this. Oh, I'm doing my part to save the planet. Yeah, just like you were doing your part to stop the spread of COVID, basically making yourself weaker and unhealthier for the end of your life, okay? And the cycle grows on, Frankie. Yeah. The cycle grows on. These sheep will be led to their own slaughter. And they're doing it in the financial system when they just did it with the a medical system, with the vaccines. And the question is, again, in the inner cities, letting the illegals come in, take all the resources, reparations, and more funding for the urban community. Yeah, really? Oh, but the migrants are in need. But if anybody researches it for more than 5 seconds, you see they're throwing out their ID cards. Clearly not migrants in need. Clearly something more dubious is going on. And the mainstream media who claims they care about these groups will still call anybody who says it racist. Yeah. How's that make any sense?
We could thank MasterCard for that now, nice little program, right, by the way. Is there the first, they're the only ones doing it.
Yeah, thank you, MasterCard.
Unreal.
Yes, we'll stick with America. We'll stick with American Express for now. So, Frankie's got a black card out here on American Express. So, while this is going on, you might be asking, well, what are the representatives of these areas saying? I mean, Trump's coming to the Bronx. He's making historic gains. The polling momentum is undeniable. What would an AOC, somebody who represents portions of this area, what would she say about it? Well, you know what she says? And this goes to show you the intellect of AOC. Okay, AOC says, essentially, well, he's coming because we're interfering in the election and it's the only place in which he has time to campaign. Wait a minute. So she's admitting that the Democrat Party is interfering in the election. Is that what she just did? And then no answer for how and why Trump is gaining in the community. No objectivity, just spouted fake rhetoric out of this, we call her actor puppet, playing her role. Roll this, Frankie.
And by the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him.
Okay, so it's truly an embarrassment to him that he has gone from essentially 11% support in the black community when they were lying about him and people weren't hip to the lies yet, to now almost 40% in the community. Oh, that's embarrassing to him? No, I think it's embarrassing to your Ku Klux Klan-derived party, AOC, the party of segregation, the party of racism, the party of division, and the party of the slave plantation in various forms. Now, Trump's making historic gains, and this is a great thing, and he's headed towards victory. But what I always say is that the path to greatness for our country is not beating the Democrats. It's first beating the people in our own party, okay? It's beating the people who are standing in our way within the Republican Party. And Nikki Haley, for the last number of months and last number of years, has represented a faction, a rebirth, if you will, of the George Bush, Dick Cheney, okay, neocon era, gross, decrepit policy that we all thought was left for dead. Now, it is dead because there's no chance that Nikki Haley's coming back. And let me tell you something. They're going to try to run this out and run people like Nikki Haley in 2028 and act like the Trump revolution didn't happen. But Nikki Haley, again, ran for president and ran against Trump as the establishment candidate. And she still very much is that candidate. She was always the warmonger. She was always going to take from the defense contractors. She was always against us, okay? And Nikki Haley still continues to be against us. Now, a lot of news was made over the last couple of days because Nikki Haley's brother went on a tirade on X, Twitter X, saying that Nikki Haley's momentum was still undeniable and just wait for the RNC in Milwaukee. Wait for the RNC in Milwaukee? What are you saying? That Nikki Haley right now are recruiting delegates to go against Trump and make some type of motion to hand her the nomination at the convention? Is that what Nikki Haley's brother is saying? That's what people originally started talking about on X. I mean, I will give Laura Loomer, definitely credit for being the first on this if she started calling that out and saying, what's going on with this right now? I mean, why does it seem like Nikki Haley's brother knows something that we don't? And why can't he keep his mouth shut, spouting off on his X account for the public to see about how Nikki Haley's on to Milwaukee? On to Milwaukee to do what exactly? President Trump said she's not under consideration for vice president. And a week later, Nikki Haley's brother starts posturing, saying all this craziness. Nikki Haley continues to run some shadow operations and continues to try to peel off a percentage of the vote. But the blowback was so fierce when Nikki Haley's brother started spouting off and Laura Loomer started to expose him that Nikki Haley had to correct the record yesterday or had to set it straight under all the scrutiny. And she said this, and then I'm going to tell you why I think something is still up here. Frankie, roll this.
I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account, who would secure the border, no more excuses. A president who would support capitalism and freedom. A president who understands we need less debt, not more debt. Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump. Having said that, I stand by what I said in my suspension speech. Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like a veiled threat to me. And Frankie, you could pop this next thing on the screen here. Nikki Haley surrendered. This is actually a very good headline. Nikki Haley surrendered, but not her voters, okay? Let me tell you what's going on here, what I think's going on here. Now, I'm a delegate at the RNC. Everyone knows that. And I fully intend to make my voice heard as a delegate at the RNC. That's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, remember I teased the Trump rally being a lot of fun and ended up being RNC is the next thing that we're working on here, okay? Because we're doing it all for Trump, and we're going to expose these people. Because you know what? When you square up with these people, okay, and I've done it at the state level in New Jersey, and I do it with these. They are the most unimpressive worms you've ever imagined. And they act like tough guys and tough girls. But when you hit them, proverbially, of course, they fall down like a ton of bricks. Here's what Nikki Haley's trying to do. Nikki Haley's brother's putting it out. Nikki Haley's saying things like that. But her voters and her people and her swampy neocon people are swirling around, and what they will do is, I believe at the RNC, is try to pressure Trump. Now, it's not going to work, but they will try to pressure different levers within the party to name Nikki Haley either the vice president or a high-ranking cabinet official or a high-ranking prominent person within the orbit. I believe that's what she is fixing to do. I believe that's what the brother was doing when he put that out there. I believe that Nikki Haley saying it is all pretty choreographed in stage. Brother puts it out there. People's hair starts to stand up. They start to be a little nervous about it. Nikki Haley goes, oh no, I'm voting for Trump. But the voters are still secretly running ops and still secretly talking bad around Trump's back. And believe me, there is a contingency of delegates in the states. And I know, because I know New Jersey and I know some people in other states where the delegate slates have people in the midst, okay, that are not loyal to President Trump. They are the old guard that is dying. Again, the vast majority of the Republican Party today, vast, vast majority, over 95% of the party stands with President Trump. However, if you're just taking a substrata of the insider class, the people who President Trump ripped the party away from, well, there's a disproportionate amount of those people, and those people are usually delegates, okay? So I don't take it for 1 minute lightly that Nikki Haley will not try to maneuver through her swampy old heads, okay, that are still slivering and slithering around the RNC, that they will try to leverage Nikki Haley in some way to try to force the hand for some type of unity thing to put Nikki Haley in a prominent position. I don't think Trump will do it. I don't think he'll do it at all. I think Trump realizes that. He's definitely not going to make her the vice president. But this is what we call an act of desperation for the neocon class to hold on and have a seat at the table for 4 more years. And then they try to move Trump, to the neocon wing. He's not going to do it, but they're trying to do it. You cannot trust these people. When Nikki Haley says, I'm voting for Trump, do not trust it. These people have told you who they are. When they try to act like they're on with us, do not believe them. They've already told us everything. And you better believe at the RNC, I'm going to be doing everything from now until then to figure out how to expose that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
On fire today, Mike. On fire.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. My mom said, calm down, Mike. Sorry, Mom. Sorry. I was upset about it. Okay, pretty funny. Sorry, Mom. Sorry. All right, guys, listen. I want to tell you guys about our first sponsor as we roll on here. And our first sponsor of the broadcast are our good friends. And this is a blast from the past, Frankie. I know we're excited about this one. Do we have it ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Our good friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go. That'll get me fired up again. Guys, go to my... Dude, I like the transparent image there, Frankie. Go to my... PatriotCigars.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for a historic 25% off your order. Guys, you guys know Alan Jacoby, the GOAT, the founder of Patriot Cigar Company. These are premium, okay, cigars, hand-rolled in Nicaragua.
Look at that.
Okay? And they're aged, premium tobacco, aged for 3 years, highest quality. You guys know our great friend Roger Stone smokes them. He's got a high standard for cigars. Our good friends, the Tate brothers, smoke them. They have a high standard for the cigars. I think Paul Ingracia, our other friend, he smokes the Patriot cigars. Everybody's smoking the Patriot cigars. They are the best. They make an amazing gift. Summertime's coming up. You got the hot weather. You got the outdoor barbecues. What better than a beautiful, amazing, smooth Patriot cigar, okay? To make you feel good about it. So, guys, Frankie, show them the Patriot cigars. Look at that. We got the super pack right there. Guys, my
PatriotCigars.com.
Let's go. And use your promo code CRISPY, new deal, 25% off our good friend Alan Jacoby's company. Guys, please support him. We're excited to be partnering with him for the month. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. And now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor are our friends on Over. Let's keep you on your toes here, Frankie. Sweet of me. Guys, listen, here's the deal. I have a question for you. Do you suffer from inflammation? You probably do. As you get older, people have joint pains and aches and all these different things going on. Even a lot of chronic underlying health problems are caused these days by inflammation. The question is, how do you combat inflammation from naturally occurring in your body? And there is a solution. Now, it's all about the food that you eat and the nutrients you get in your body, and chances are you're not eating a diet that has glycine in it, okay? Glycine are things, are things that you used to eat, you know, meats and ligaments and stuff like that. They're not in the diet as much anymore, but you need glycine because it naturally reduces inflammation in your body, full stop. Now, the supplement that will reduce your inflammation is Sweetamine. Go to mysweetamine.com/Mike. It kind of functions like a sweetener. It goes in your coffee, your tea, your lemonade, whatever. It's sweet. It's good. It's not that fake sugar aspartame equal sweet and low bullshit. And it will help you reduce inflammation. So it's a win-win-win. Guys, go to mysweetamine.com/Mike. Why would you be an inflamed beta? Be the best version of yourself. A deflamed, is that a word, Frankie? A deflamed, yeah. Supercharged patriot. MySweetAmine.com/Mike. $5 off your container. Let's go. All right. And let's see what we got in the chats, Frankie. We got people saying, what happened to Alan at LFA? So Alan did not quit LFA. Alan actually has been doing a lot of work. He does his morning show. He's obviously expanding Patriot Cigar. He's been helping out the Trump Advance team. So Alan's doing a lot of great work, helping out the cause. One of the greatest patriots that I know, just didn't have time. He also runs a business. So he's still doing great work, and he has a great company, and he supports conservatives big time. So we love Alan Jacoby. Go support him. Go support Patriot Cigars. And he was on Last Call last week. Did you guys see him? He's looking great. So make sure you do that. And we got great chats, guys. We got a very special guest. I see him on the screen. He's looking good. It's the best he's ever looked. I think he's got a bunch of camera filters going on there. I mean, we'll see. But guys, make sure you guys are rumbling this video, sharing the stream. Frap Day says, Mike, how does one become a delegate? We'll do a full show one day on how I became a delegate and how arcane it is and how broken the system is. It varies from state to state, but I'll give you my experience in a special report episode one of these days. People saying Mike looks great. People are saying Frankie looks great. Who looks better, me or Frankie? I think Frankie today with the very fitting Frankie on point with Trump.
I wasn't messing
in the
around.
Bronx. We love that.
I woke up. I said Yankees.
Looking good. Let's go. It's perfect. It's perfect. Amanda Collins. Use a different email, Amanda Collins. I see you there. Mariam, great to see you. Vintage Lugal, great to see you. Anybody go to the Trump rally tonight in the Bronx? We're going to talk all about it in the next segment. We got hello from New York. We hope the rain stops. And we're going to keep rolling on here, Frankie. We got everybody ready. We got everything ready.
Oh, we're looking great. We're looking great, bro.
All right, let's roll right back into it.
Let's do it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. We are talking today, wall to wall, about President Trump's historic visit to the Bronx. You guys see the headlines coming out from all over the place. And word on the street is that thousands, tens of thousands of people will be on hand in the Bronx for President Trump to go back to back in simultaneous weeks, going from New Jersey, going to New York. AOC says he has nowhere else to campaign because they're holding him with a proverbial ankle monitor. But the momentum right now is undeniable. And the polling suggests that New York right now and New Jersey is in play now more than ever. People see what's going on. Hunter Biden's trial was just delayed to June as President Trump has to sit in the courtroom and deal with all this bullshit. Judge Mershon having a mental breakdown on the stand. Robert Costello slicing and dicing this droopy-faced dog, Michael Cohen's testimony. It's unbelievable, and the people are waking up to it. Now, you guys know there are no court cameras allowed in the courtroom because it's state court. But it is pretty amazing, some of the reports we've heard out, and it's all been, you know, thanks to the work of journalists and people who have been in the courtroom. A great friend of this program has been in the courtroom. He's been granted the press access, and he's been really doing God's work, you could say, reporting from the inside. Our good friend joins us from the Rumble studio in Washington, D.C., Paul Ingracia. Paul Ingracia. Paul, great to see you. Looking good. First things first, you're in D.C. today, but you're from New York. Trump's got the rally in the Bronx. What are you hearing in the hours leading up to that tonight?
Well, you said tens of thousands. I'm thinking millions. Millions of New Yorkers support President Trump. You had the plane flying down on Lower Manhattan saying New York is Trump country with the flags. You know, the momentum is through the roof. You know, Mike, how it was in Wildwood, New Jersey, over 100,000 people there. You know, I hear people saying Staten Island could get at least double that, maybe triple that. So, you know, we're expecting a huge. A few goobas up there said that. But, well, you know, I'm thinking tonight it's historic. This is the first time a president of either party has done a rally in the Bronx in over a half century. Reagan wasn't able to do it. Yeah. Ford wasn't able to do it. I got to ask Roger about Nixon. But Donald Trump, the first one, also gubernatorial candidates. Lee Zeldin did not show up in the Bronx. George Pataki did not show up in the Bronx. Donald Trump is the first one to do it. So, you know, they're shutting down the park, this park that they selected to do it in the Bronx. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. I know I've already been seeing the New York is Trump country signs that they're going to be holding up. People, you know, I recommend if your viewers want to be there in the Bronx, you know, the information is available online on True Social, where it is. But get there early because it's going to be a huge, huge turnout.
Amazing. Amazing. No, it absolutely is. And you talk about, you know, other candidates not going there. Trump is going there. And yes, he is in the courtroom. However, as people see the lawfare against him, you know, it clearly resonates with people in these inner cities, okay? The Republicans are saying, hey, listen, look, these people are importing the migrants into your communities, and then they're going after the guy that says he wants to reverse it in the courtroom. Paul, you've done this just wildly successful reporting from inside the courtroom, just like transcribing like a madman the things that are going on. You were in the room for this historic Robert Costello, Judge Mershon, showdown, meltdown, bang them up, shoot them out, drag them out. And just tell us what happened in the room from somebody who was there. And what is the path ahead in the next couple days to weeks on this case?
Well, it's crazy, Mike, because the only two conservatives, the only two fair-minded, not just conservatives, the people who are just telling the truth in there is myself and the son of our great mayor, Rudy Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani. So we're there like fiends, you know, as you said, transcribing what is going on there. And it was a true spectacle. We saw that on Monday and Tuesday of this week, first with Michael Cohen imploding on the stand. I mean, the guy admitted to lying, to committing perjury. And he did so shamelessly when the defense attorney, when Todd Blanche, President Trump's attorney, questioned Michael Cohen to ask if he lied on the stand when he testified before Congress a few years ago. He said, yeah, I lied. They said, did you steal from President Trump and the Trump organization? Yeah, I stole. And he was totally shameless and unapologetic about it. Did you profit off this trial, Michael Cohen? Yes, I did profit. I continue to profit off this trial. And as a matter of fact, the longer this trial goes, the more money I make. And he was totally shameless about it. So this is the type of witness that the prosecution and, of course, Judge Mershon like. And then you bring in Robert Costello, who is a veteran, experienced, true gritty warrior of the legal system. He worked in the Southern District of New York, was a defense attorney for many years, going back to the 1970s. Really great man. He was the only real witness for the defense for Trump. And he had none of it. He was rolling his eyes. He was making a few remarks. He was giving it back to the judge in a way that none of the other witnesses were able to do over the preceding 3 weeks. And that just sent Judge Mershon into a total nervous breakdown, a meltdown, as you described on the stand. I mean, the judge had to, he was shouting at the witness. This is unprecedented. You've never have a judge berate or treat a witness like this or admonish him in this way. He threatened to throw him out of the courtroom. He had to send all the press, everybody out of the courtroom so he could compose himself on the stand. I was observing this from what is called the overhead room, which is a separate room right next to the courtroom where the trial is taking place. And they have a video feed going on. And the judge said, cut the video. You know, everyone get out of here. And then he's like, the next time you roll your eyes at me, I'm throwing you out of the courtroom. So he really exposed him. He had what was called, he was a snowflake and he had a liberal meltdown, breakdown on the stand. He revealed his true colors as a dyed-in-the-wool commie.
Yeah, Paul, I want to ask, I mean, you had been telling me, and I know you've been in the courtroom for weeks, you said that the judge was at least creating this, like, you know, perception that he was impartial because he was kind of, like, quiet right. and, like, timid right. and, like, didn't do that. But Costello set him off in the courtroom. Now, again, you're a legal scholar. Are you not allowed to stare down the judge? Are you not allowed to look at the judge? Is it typical that if a witness is a little bit annoyed and agitated, that the judge then jumps down the throat of the witness? Again, I haven't been sued. I've never been in court. Like, so I don't know. Is it typical for the judge to melt down in that fashion, I guess is my question.
I mean, not at all. Not at all. The judge is supposed to compose himself, even if the judge is a total liberal hack like Mershon is. And, you know, there's so many reasons to prove that. You're still supposed to at least put on the pretense of impartiality. But even that, Robert Costello wasn't rolling his eyes. He wasn't making any, I mean, maybe he made a dismissive gesture, but it's not like he was like flipping him off like that or doing anything truly obscene to the judge. I mean, the judge truly just like entered into this conniption on the stand. I mean, you had observers in there who have been watching these sorts of trials for decades. I mean, Alan Dershowitz was right in there, front row of someone who President Trump brought in that day. And he's been observing these trials for over 60 years now. And he said he's never seen anything like this. And Alan Dershowitz is a liberal. He's a Harvard Law liberal, dyed in the wool, always a Democrat, still a registered Democrat, never voted for Trump, voted for Biden. But I mean, even he was saying, I've never seen a judge let his guard down and lose his cool like Judge Mershon did.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think from Judge Mershon's point of view, if you're totally in the bag with Biden and Bragg and Letitia James, you want to at least present yourself in a professional manner, because I think that would actually benefit you if you want to put Trump behind bars. But they can't do it.
Yeah. They can't help themselves.
Exactly.
So what is the path ahead? So, I mean, you know, people are asking, you know, there's a recess now till after Memorial Day. People were saying the case was going to wrap up this past week. Now they're going to say next week or the week after that. Just what have you gathered from, you know, the next week to 2 weeks? When can we expect this trial to end? What did Judge Mershon say about the schedule? Is it normal in your opinion? What could people expect?
Well, I think the Michael Cohen testimony and then coupled with Robert Costello was so damning for the prosecution that Judge Mershon basically had to adjourn court until at least next Tuesday. And that's just to get the sting of the spectacle that unfolded there in the courtroom out of the jury's minds. I mean, the jury, we all know, are liberal Manhattanites. They're all Democrat voters. Two of them are lawyers. So lawyers tend to be very liberal, especially in lower Manhattan, where the jury pool was drawn from. So as a result, Judge Mershon wanted to sort of kick the can down the road, let the sting of it subdue a little bit over the next couple of days. Wow. It's kind of unprecedented. You don't usually have off days in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, but that's what he's doing here. He wants to keep Trump. Oh, it's also part of the whole election interference thing. Keep Trump off the campaign trail. Trump didn't know originally that on Thursday he wouldn't have court. Meaning today.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have done a rally right in the Bronx. He would have been in Ohio. He would have been in Pennsylvania. That's why he's doing the rally in the Bronx tonight.
But, that's a great...
Exactly.
That's a great point. Yeah. Yeah. What an unbelievable situation. Overt election interference, the judge breaking down, and our very own Paul Ingracia following it along the way. Guys, make sure you follow him on X, where he's in the courtroom doing these transcriptions on it, really doing great work and looking good from the Rumble studio. And if our Rumble friends are out there listening, we love you, Rumble. Thank you very much for all that they're doing. Paul, thank you very much. And you know what? We never stop working. Right now, as soon as I get out of the studio, I'm headed down to Washington, D.C. Paul's in D.C. right now, going to an event. We're mixing it up with people that are very important to saving America. So you better believe we got a lot of work ahead and we're just getting started. And Paul, listen, I know our friend Johnny Tobacco at Newsmax says President Trump would have 200,000 if he came to Staten Island. Nobody's topping the Wildwood rally. Don't disrespect it like that, Johnny Tobacco. Okay, we love Johnny, and we know Trump's going to win Staten Island 99-1. But, you know, put some respect on New Jersey for the biggest crowd in history. All right, Paul, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Everybody, remember to go follow him right now for his great courtroom reporting and more. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Boom.
All right. Good job, Frankie. Frankie here is worried about the power going out,
dude,
which is pretty funny.
You know,
I mean, there's a lot of rain.
Well, let me just add something
to
that,
like,
Mike.
Frankie's making me nervous.
Now,
Frankie's making me
I'm
nervous.
I'm hearing thunder, but then all of a sudden I'm hearing not thunder. I'd imagine, because Memorial Day is this coming up, I believe the Blue Angels are probably practicing above me, or we're at war. But I'm hearing jet planes, like, shaking this whole office.
Hopefully. Hopefully not, but Frankie, we gotta, and we're gonna keep rolling here, because as you guys know, I gotta zip right out of here and go get to Washington. So, listen, everybody, I want to tell you guys about our next sponsors of the show today, and our next sponsor of this broadcast. Are our good friends on over at Done With Debt. Guys, go to donewithdebt.com right now. You guys know what they're called. They're called debt traps, okay? And if you are not careful, if you do not get out from under it, the debt trap will consume you. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't cause the credit card companies to jack up the interest rates. You, right now, need to get in touch with donewithdebt.com if you are having any of these problems. They talk to you. They work through the solutions. They stand between you and the creditors, and they deliver you solutions that can help you and help your family get out from under these debt traps. But these things are time sensitive, so right now you got to get in touch with them. I like today. So guys, go to donewithdebt.com right now. That is donewithdebt.com right now. Go get in touch and you will not be sorry. Okay, and our next sponsor of the broadcast, guys, how about our friends at collect45.com? They are back, baby. We got the super reunion of our sponsors today. Listen, everybody, big new promo at collect45.com. They're back as our sponsor. 25% off your order. That's never been done before. And let me tell you something. The value of silver right now is at an all-time 10-year high. You guys see it on the screen right there. So this has not happened in a decade. Silver has had such a high. So you could own these amazing pieces of history that have value, okay? These are, like I said, really just such a unique novelty because they're real silver, so they have real value. You see the value of silver going up. These coins are still priced at what they were before the silver went up. And they have all of your favorite moments from President Trump's historic 9-year run in office commemorated on these coins. So on select coins right now on the site, silver coins, you get 25% off your order. Again, you'll never get silver for a better value, okay, at this website. And you can also, you know, own the piece of this history while there's only 4,500 in stock, and then they sell out. So makes an amazing collectible that has value. So think about it as a win-win. It has value. It's a beautiful display. It has your favorite moments from President Trump's run here. We got him announcing his campaign on this one in the 47 series. So guys, go to collect45.com right now. Own a piece of history and cash in on this amazing Memorial Day deal, okay? Memorial Day deal. The savings are being passed along to you. 25% off. This will not last. 25% off at collect45.com. We're excited to be doing a nice promo with them while the value of silver is shooting up. So again, little piece of silver, all this, you own it, it's valuable, you have it, it's got the Trump thing, it's a beautiful display. Come on, you're winning. You're winning so much, you might even get tired of the winning. Okay, Frankie, we're going to roll right back into the four block here.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2,
and welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, you guys have probably seen what they're doing to the food supply, and it's no coincidence that these people are manipulating it in very egregious fashion. They told you that meat is unhealthy, and if you eat too much protein, you're going to die, right? But you can go eat the processed, you know, soy goop, okay, Beyond Meat patties, and that has 55 different ingredients, and they'll tell you it's good. Now, you guys know also they're manipulating the beef supply and the egg supply because we have these whack jobs buying up the farms. They're injecting the cows with the vaccines. They're pushing the Beyond Meat. They're pushing a animal-free egg. I mean, what the hell is that? So they're saying that consumers should brace for very high beef prices in the years to come. So they're telegraphing what they are going to do. They are going to manipulate the food supply to make us weaker in the next variation. Very high beef prices. Why? Oh, because they are jacking up the value of energy to run farms. interesting. Then the cattle now have to go through all these regulations. If you own cattle, all these new government regulations, they just tell you it needs to be done, and then it's for our food supply. Listen, these people are not trying to make you healthier. The FDA is designed to make you more sick. They are coming after the food supply, and I say these things and I do these segments to just show you how bizarre it is, to tell you you need to be mindful of it. Again, in 50 years, 100 years, it might be too late. Seriously. But right now, like while like we're in the flux of this and they're literally making the population sicker with worse food, guys, be mindful of what is going on. How about this? Talking about what's happened to our food supply right now. Very, very damning and cause for alarm. Frankie Rollins.
1985, tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds bought Nabisco Foods. Tobacco pioneer Philip Morris bought General Foods and 3 years later, Kraft Foods, making them the largest food producer in North America. And leaving the business of food in the capable hands of the same corporations who helped addict us to tobacco. Using the same tactics they used to promote tobacco, food companies set about peddling the entire planet a diet of processed goods, loaded with chemicals and additives, masquerading as food. This new machine operates with specific targets in mind, like addicting consumers without them knowing it.
I tell you guys, this is scary stuff. So, you know, Biden's trying to ban the menthol cigarettes for whatever reason. Trying to ban the menthol cigarettes. But you see that these companies right now own everything. So it's like one thing down, another thing up, and they are seeking to destabilize you. So don't act like, again, these people are, you know, the party of the little man and the working man, and oh, it's going to be cheaper. They're going to put poisonous, chemical, addictive ingredients in the food supply to make you more sluggish and weak. So eat your protein, okay, and do not buy into this nonsense. Just a little PSA that we have to talk about. You know, as they're, oh, we're going to ban the cigarettes because we care about people's health. No, those companies own the food companies right now. So they'll just get you addicted to these chemicals, these new chemicals that they're putting in the foods. Guys, read the labels, okay, on the food. These new things you can't even pronounce are in the foods. Here's a little rule of thumb. Eat foods that have the least amount of ingredients possible. They don't want that. Isn't that unbelievable? Freedom to buy what you want and grow what you want without regulations. What a concept that the liberals now say that climate change is the prohibitor of that. No, this is dark stuff. It's disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to do a special report on that one day. Unbelievable.
Special report on that one day, but a little preview, a little wake-up call. Guys, listen, we love you all so much. We thank you all very much for supporting the show. Make sure you go ahead and over to the LFA TV store. It's lfatv.us right now. Go to the LFA TV store and shop the latest gear from the great Jeremy Harrell. It is amazing, okay? You got summer coming up, sun's out, guns out, tank tops. It's amazing. And you guys go there right now and support. Listen, for everybody in the live chat right now, you know, we don't have time for all the chats. We promise we'll be back live tomorrow. I got to run down as soon as the show's over. Got to run down to Washington, D.C., and then come back to New Jersey tonight. So we're always working for the cause. You guys know that. And so we are going to roll back into it, Frankie. And we have a segment here, okay, that we did yesterday about the economy and the instability of the economy. And you have to watch this because, again, as the dollar is just going crazy right now, it's the number one story about how the dollar is literally plummeting. That's your investments. That's your, you know, your retirement savings. So we have a prepared segment we did here in preparation of me having to go to DC because we want it to be live today. So without further ado, Frankie, roll back into it.
And we are on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, you guys know over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Bidenflation. And, you know, it's amazing how the hidden tax is not so hidden anymore. And the American public is starting to finally wake up to the fact that the dollar is being manipulated and trending downward in terms of the value. It's really funny because President Trump the other night was giving a speech to the Minnesota GOP. And he gave a pretty amazing example of Bidenflation and the way the dollar is being devalued. Take a look at this.
You know, it's a funny thing. I don't know if you can see it out there. Does anybody have good eyes out there? Because this is, okay, so I just got this today. Somebody handed it to me, so weird, not as a joke. I said, anybody have any Tic Tacs? And the guy said, yeah, I have one. Look at the size of that sucker. Can you see that, Pete? This is called Biden Tic Tacs. Can you see it, Tom? This costs more money than the one that was like 10 times bigger. This is inflation. That's a perfect... The guy actually handed me... Do you have any Tic Tacs? Yeah, here, take mine, sir. I say, what the hell is that? I'm never going to lose this. This is going to be...
There you go. And a perfect example of it right there. But it is a funny line, but also it's pretty troubling. And the mainstream media outlets are starting to finally report on it. We had this headline from the New York Post, just basically summing up the reality of it, is that Biden's inflation numbers, no matter what they say, no matter how they try to spin it, it totally sucks. The price of every single item across the board is up, and thus the value of the dollar is going down. Now, a lot of our audience, you know, when it comes to their investments and it comes to their future, they're totally tied up in the dollar. Everything's in the dollar. And the question is, what will happen when the bubble bursts? Here to talk about it, joining us, is our good friend on over at Genesis Gold Group, COO Bradley Garrett. Bradley, thanks for coming on the show today. Tell people out there who are worried about the value of the dollar right now and, you know, Trump putting up the Tic Tacs, what is going on here? Where is this headed when it comes to the value of the dollar? It seems like it's a bubble ready to burst. What do you think?
I would say bubble ready to burst is a pretty good line for it. I often use the analogy that we are kicking a can down the road, of which we don't know when that road ends, but eventually the can's going to fall off. So interestingly enough, as we see things transpire here, we're seeing the stock market go up, we're seeing gold and silver go up, we're seeing the crypto market go up, all in tandem with each other over the last few months. Now, crypto's taken a little bit of a turn here downwards in a trend, but for the most part, we've seen all asset classes go up at the same time. Now, previously to crypto even existing, we only saw gold and silver trace the market trends upwards twice in history. One right before the Great Depression, one sometimes you can argue right before the 80s, but the other big standout is 2007. So we all know what happened in 2008. Two of the largest market downturns we've ever seen came right off of the back of gold and silver in an upward trend at the same time as our stock market. Now, how does that happen? Gold and silver does not answer to the US dollar. So typically when our market's doing well, it means that gold stays pretty level and or it's on a small trend downwards. Where when we see them trace upwards at the same time, we know it doesn't mean good things. It's confusion in the economy, it's confusion in the marketplaces, and typically that's not a good trailing 12 months, if you will. So when you're looking at things like China selling $20 million of US treasuries to buy $20 million in gold, yeah, it's a direct exchange to tell us exactly how they feel about our dollar. They're going away from a dollar denominated asset that drives our economy to a stable asset like gold or silver.
Well, I think a lot of people out there, and they don't even realize, you know, some of the geopolitical factors and like where this is going. I mean, the BRICS nations obviously announced a couple months ago they were going to devise a new currency for their trading that would be backed by gold. You know, the Middle Eastern countries, which have always had, you know, their oil had to be purchased in the U.S. dollar. You had to basically convert, for the people out there who don't know, convert, you know, their currency into the U.S. dollar to buy it, right? Petrodollar stuff. And that's all coming undone. And it seems like, especially with the BRICS nations and the you know their announcement, that gold seems to be like, you know, the underpinning of what the future of the world economy is going to look like. Can you just talk a little bit about that for the people out there who don't quite understand what that means?
Yeah, when you're seeing countries start to bolster their holdings, such as some of the countries from the BRICS nations, China over the last 9 months alone has bolstered their holdings in gold 80% to the previous 9 months. So that's, you know, they've almost doubled their holdings in gold in just the trailing 9 months. So when you start to look at countries doing that, and, you know, this is another troubling factor to that, they're selling U.S. Treasury bills in order to do that. So that's an interesting part. When you start talking about our deficit as a country, somebody there out in the world, whether it's, you know, a foreign entity or a country in general, they're going to have to buy close to $10 trillion in U.S. treasuries by the end of this year, or our deficit and just how much we owe sheerly isn't going to match up anymore. We're going to be in a place where if that isn't done, yeah, I don't know where our markets will go. And that's why you're starting to see so many folks transition to solid assets like gold or silver. And it's not just folks like you and me anymore. We're starting to see countries do it, including the United States. We're seeing major banking, you know, major banks here in the US, JP Morgan, BlackRock, Wells Fargo, they're all starting to bolster their holdings in gold or silver. So I always like to think we're kind of last to the party. If they're doing it already, they know something we don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before I get to, you know, talking about a little more about gold and silver and the people out there and what they could do, what is the, give me, like, this continues on. We talk about the can down the road, but people always say, what will the dollar become? I mean, you look at countries like Venezuela and some of these countries, Central South America, the dollar is like, you know, all littered on the streets because it's not worth anything, right? It's like, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. So so what does it actually mean? Do you think that inflation just keeps going up and up and up? I mean, what does it look like? And, you know, God forbid, you know, Biden stays in office, they keep inflating the dollar. You know, what happens, right, to the economy and people's investments if it stays like that and these trends, these troubling trends continue? What happens? People are always asking me that question. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm asked frequently, actually, what folks think is going to occur or what I personally think is going to occur. I try to stay away from speculation as much as I can. So when I start looking at history and what has occurred in other times, I look back at Greece in 2003 when the Troika was failing. When the Greece, you know, Troika was starting to take a downward trend, they asked Europe for help. Europe looked at it as a position to take advantage of, and they went, nope, we're not going to help you. What you can do, you're going to bankrupt the Troika, and then you're going to use the euro standard. So as we know today, they're all in the European dollar. Well, so they're all using the euro at this point because they didn't have another option. We don't have a euro to fall back on. So interestingly enough, we're starting to see conversations in tandem with central bank digital currency. Now, what will that look like?
Yes.
None of us can speculate. However, what I do know, you can't bring debt with you. We're $34 trillion in debt today. So whatever we do, they've got to find a way to write that off somehow, whether it's in our US dollar or something else. Who knows? The most logical culprit is bankrupt the dollar, launch a digital system, and, you know, there we have it. We've now migrated to a digital currency that none of us really want anyway, but we're running out of solutions that are plausible enough to line up with what we've seen happen throughout history already.
It is amazing how, you know, they say history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. And you read about the digital currency that, you know, other countries are experimenting with. I mean, they were experimenting with in some of these European countries. And it's something that gets talked about a lot. And obviously they want it because, you know, when it comes to digital currency, it's much easier to control a population. So you can basically turn on or turn off their ability to spend money and use money if it's all digitized. Okay, so very, very unbelievable stuff. But for people out there who want the hedge, who want to be able to protect their assets, Genesis Gold Group, they've been a great sponsor, great partner of the show. Just talk for a minute to the people about why you guys are great. There are many other gold companies out there, a lot of people doing it. What do you guys do that makes it different? You guys got Mike Lindell, obviously, a tremendous patriot that everybody who watches this show loves. Just talk a little bit about what makes you guys different and, you know, how Mike Lindell came to be associated with Genesis.
Yeah, as you know, Mike, he doesn't take on companies very often. Actually, he never has. We met through the right people, ran into us one day, and he started telling us that his wife at the time was having conversations with him about gold or silver. So, you know, obviously curiosity arose. And he went, guys, we're in trouble. What's the answer? So we just told him, you know, we separate ourselves pretty genuinely from the rest of the competition just by saying, hey, we're a faith-based company. We do the best job we can to treat you like we would our family. So I always say, speak to one of our experts. They're going to give you the truth, whether, you know, it's something you want to hear or not often, but sometimes it's harder to make those decisions if you don't have the proper education. So we pride ourselves on giving that education and operating from a standpoint of information and education is going to leave you in a position to at least make a choice that best suits you. If that leads you to gold or silver, we absolutely want to be those that help you out. You can give us a call at 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-GOLD. Pretty simple. Or visit us at genesisgoldgroup.com. But the majority of it is just folks seeing everything going on in the country and seeking answers. We pride ourselves with trying to get those answers so folks can make informed and educated decisions to hopefully get them through these troubling times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you guys can go. You can see it there, Frank. You can pop it on the screen. right there, goldwithcrispy.com. That's goldwithcrispy.com right there. You fill it out. Beautiful. Look at my face on the site, and they'll get in touch with you and have a conversation. Again, it's all about transparency. It's all about, you know, the model. A lot of these companies out there, you know, looking to make a buck, and we partner with Genesis for the same reason that Mike Lindell does, faith-based transparency. And obviously, we know that this dollar situation is not sustainable. It is the hidden tax. People cannot afford the things they used to be able to afford just 5-10 years ago. Happy from houses to Happy Meals. That's what I say. Houses are no longer affordable, and the Happy Meals at McDonald's are no longer affordable either. So you got to be able to hedge and protect your family. Listen, sir, we really appreciate you coming on. We thank you for everything you're doing and supporting, and we hope everybody will check out goldwithcrispy.com. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, you got it. All right, guys, wild stuff.